1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. And 51551 is our text number, and it is the Lowry line today, looking at the calls that are already coming in to celebrate Shane Lowry's magnificent victory in Royal Portrush yesterday at the Open. We want your paeans, your poems, your ditties, your songs, and indeed your stories, if you have them, about the great Shane Lowry. Lowry's still only 32, but a fantastic sportsman, as you saw yesterday, and I don't think any other single sports person, maybe going back to Stephen Roach, has given the country such an uplift as Shane did. And look at the weather improving dramatically today as well, after what Shane battled against yesterday. Let me go to Dermot Kenny, who's contacted us on 1850 715 815. Dermot, good afternoon.
Well, Shane, when he started off the pitch and putt, his father came in to me and he was looking at clubs to start them off with, and golf balls and tees, and we fitted them out all right. And occasionally then Shane would come in to buy the Commando golf balls. That's the one they use in the pitch and putt, and tees. He used to lose a good few tees, but he wasn't used to lose too many golf balls. Still doesn't.
And he's playing from what age, Dermot, when he started coming into your shop?
He was coming in for a lot of sweets and things like that before that. He used to love old sweets and all that. But he was coming from early age for the sweets, and both 8, 9 for the golf balls and the teas and that, you know.
So you're unusual in the shop. You sell Mars bars, Diet Coke, ordinary Coke, TK red lemonade, and you sell golf balls, pitch and putt balls, and golf clubs.
We're generally a news agent's job, but if you come into me for anything, I might find it.
Good man.
A good chance of that. But,
and what was Shane like even at that age?
Shane was very jolly. He's very much the same. There's no change in him now, I'll tell you that, Joe. Guarantee you.
Doesn't he come across as a very jolly man?
That's him.
Open, accessible.
From day one, he's brilliant. Yeah.
And were you watching yesterday?
Oh, I was. I couldn't leave it. Self and wife and son and daughter-in-law were in the kitchen here watching it.
And who was minding the shop?
We close at 1 o'clock on a Sunday, Joe.
Good man, good man.
Dermot. It has to be done. Okay.
And I presume Brendan and Bridget call into you as well.
And Bridget, they're in every day. Brendan comes in for his own paper and Bridget comes in for her mother's paper. That's the arrangement to have. Both of them are in every day.
Okay, and the mother you're talking about is the granny, Emmy, is it?
Emmy comes every Friday morning when she collects old pension.
And what's Emmy like in real life? Apparently she's the queen of Clara, I was told.
Well, she's one of the greatest characters for her age. You know, I'll tell you that. She comes in every Friday morning and she lets the old F word over as well.
Never. Emmy, good afternoon, Emmy. She's on the other line. Emmy Scanlon, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Congratulations.
And thank you very much.
What a magnificent achievement.
Yeah. Oh, it's brilliant. It's really, really great for the family. Brilliant.
Where were you for that final putt around 6 o'clock?
I was below in my local pub in Dolan's with a brandy in one hand and my nerves with me going like the hammer's ahead. That's the truth.
And when it was a very sharp putt. He was home and dry. He sank the putt, what was your feeling, Emmy?
Well, it was a great cheer. Great lift. Yeah. It gave a great boost to a little town like ours. Yeah. I'm so proud of him because, you know, out there nowadays it's doom and gloom. It's not like years back when I was around my family, you know. And it's so, everyone's so happy. Everyone. The house is full here this morning.
Brilliant.
Up in his mother's, it was full. It's great. It's absolutely great for everyone.
And he is a jolly
he's
man, isn't he?
He's a very jolly lad. Well, so am I. You had to be jolly when you were rare and 13.
13 of them?
Yes. I was Clara and Mrs. Brown that time. Yes.
13. And what was the mix, boys and girls?
10 boys and 3 girls.
Wow.
All reared up hard, worked hard. Myself and my husband, he's dead now, 10 years, Lord rest him.
Yeah.
And I got a job then when he died, caretaking the cemetery above. So I'm still working at 82.
You're the caretaker of the cemetery?
I'm the caretaker of the cemetery. And I work for the county council. I keep the books for the new cemetery.
And have you many people working for you in the cemetery?
I have a skeleton staff and it's great. No problem. It's not like any other industry.
fair play. Terrible. Now, Emmy, you minded Shane when he was a baby.
Indeed, I did.
You probably mind.
He
probably
was always on the go. Okay. He was always running around. It was a terrible job watching him sometimes.
Yeah.
So I had a torque box in the corner, and I'm telling you, I used to pull me to it when I'd be going to the clothesline.
Yeah, the turf.
Yes, when I come back down, he'd be all turf, moly, moldy. So it must have done some good for him, kept him on the move.
He was scrapping and scraping and biting the turf.
Oh, Lord, he was always a grand old Gosling. A cheerful lad, a grand lad, you know.
And, Emmy, given that on your side of the family, was there GAA as well?
Oh, indeed it was. Yeah. David Henry there in Dublin, he come down here with the Sam Maguire, and Brendan Lowry's my son-in-law. I had the Sam Maguire twice here in the house. And it was all back. I could go back 100 years. It was all GAA, you know, coming and going. All the lads played it. Now they're all playing golf, and all the youngsters are playing golf. You know, Shane has been a great asset to life down around here in the rural part of the country, you know.
He sure has.
You know.
And when did you, given that there's such a GAA tradition, not just in your family and, as you say, in the Lowry family as well, the other side, so to speak, and in Offaly, of course, hurling and football.
Yeah.
When did you spot that Shane was actually into pitch and putt and golf then?
Well, it was really when he won the Mullingar Scratch Cup.
All right.
You know, you could see the good in him then, you know.
And did he?
He wasn't reared up with God, as Dermot said previous to you. He wasn't reared up like with money, or he wasn't reared up.
I know.
You know. But. And when he subscribed, you know.
When he won the Mullingar Scratch Cup, did that go to his head?
Oh, Lord, no, it didn't. Oh, God, no. Nothing could go to your head in our house, because I don't know what sort of a head you'd want to have. It was always full of children and coming and going, and oh my God, still the same, still the very same.
And Emmy,
I have 26
you've answered
grandchildren.
My question. Well done.
And I've 14 great grandchildren.
And what's the story, Emmy? Of well, when he won some competition, he came home and someone said get the turf in, and he said
he was always the same chap.
Was he?
Always himself. Very good natured. I remember he won a few pounds in the Irish Open. We had nothing. I remember a mountain meeting there. I never forgot him. And Mr. Foley gave him a car. He had no car.
Right.
And we went up to the Irish Open.
This was on Beltray.
Beltray, yeah. And that was 10 years ago. And he's so good natured as well. He's great nature in him, you know.
Yeah.
And he has that whole love for everyone. I mean, the whole of Ireland is Shane's friend today, as far
they
as
sure
we're all
are,
concerned,
yeah.
You know.
They sure are.
And then we live in a locality of, you know, something like where you were born and reared now, Joe.
Yeah.
All the neighbours know one another, and all the children grow up together. And, you know, it was a great part of life. Great part of life, you know.
But Clara's had his ups and downs as well, jobs-wise, hasn't it, Emma?
And then with Brian being in hospital, now he'll come over.
Yeah, please God, yeah.
He was on all our minds yesterday as well. So, please God, now.
Because Brian Cowan is a great supporter, Shane.
Oh, he was a great supporter. I have a big mural here that it was on the Phoenix, that book, where the Green Party was in government at the time with Fianna Fáil.
Right.
And, he said, Brian just happened to say, out of the blue, Shane, how did you think the Greens were, you know, after the Irish
Vote? Oh, of course,
Well, he said, you should know all about that. It was kind of a gimmick.
He
said, you were working with them, that's all he said.
He said at once, apparently in 2017, he said, I think my first paycheck of any was from the French Open.
Oh, that's right.
And the first thing I did, I went home and gave my granny Emmy 500 euros.
500 euros, and I can tell you that was a blessing that time.
Go away.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's so kind of Gosling, you know. So very kind. Now, I'm not talking, there is good chaps, there's all good lads out there in the world today. But he's that type of a chap, and he has never changed.
Yeah.
Money never has changed him, you know.
But remember, Emmy, and I'm sure you will, I'm only reminding you, but when he won the Irish Open in Beltray, he was an amateur, so he got no money.
Not a penny.
And the fella who came second.
It was the very same now as a collection in the church. We were all collected a few pounds and gave it to him. That's the way we managed it.
And the fella who got came second behind Shane in Beltray, Robert Rock, I think his name was, he got €500,000.
Half a million. He never said there's the price of a drink.
Oh, did he not? No.
No.
And the people in Clare took up a collection for Shane.
And the people in Clare were very good to him. And everyone round about, you know.
Isn't that brilliant?
Oh, sure, Clare now is a light. And you know, with all shops closing and, you know, and there was one businessman in Clare and he gave me his first job, Jimmy Rabbit, Lord rest him.
Right.
And he gave me his first job and he used to let him off at 12 o'clock if the weather was fine. And he said, go on your bike now, Shane, and off to Esker Hill, you know, to play God.
The prize. Isn't that fantastic?
15 or 16 that time.
Isn't that fantastic?
You know, a great background. A poor background, Joe, but a happy one.
Yeah, obviously. And Emmy, where were you born? Were you born in the town?
I was born just up beside where Brendan and Bridget lives today.
Okay. And will Shane, I don't want an address or anything, but will Shane settle in that area with Wendy and Iris's baby, or does he have to live in the States? Or
no, Shane's living in the... Oh, he comes down with little Iris, and Wendy's a lovely girl, and the little one's a little daughter. Ah, sure, it's great. Like, it's great to live to my age, you know.
And could you... Do you go to any of the competitions? Did you go to La Hinge?
I was down at the Irish Open, Joe.
And would you go to America to watch him, Emmy?
Oh, Jesus, an airplane put up at the gate. I wouldn't fly to Kilbegan and it's only 5 miles away. No, thanks. No.
Have you ever been...
I'm not an up-there person at all. Okay. I never was on an airplane.
Never?
I was on one about... I was about 10-year-old and I never forgot it. It was a big place out. It was a 40-acre field out the road here.
Yeah.
And this fella had it. It was a polish box, not an airplane.
Right.
But we had to pay a half a crown that time. And I remember my grandmother, Lord rest, bringing me and a brother of mine.
Up on the
plane.
And
she had to come over, Clara, and I hit a branch of a tree. And I guarantee you, I never forgot that.
The plane hit a tree.
Little old planes you used to fly around and bring you on a tour around.
Like a glider almost. That's kind of sense.
Yes.
And it hit a tree and we nearly lost you, Emmy.
Huh?
We nearly lost
and,
you.
You know, sometimes I just say, Jesus, wasn't it a pity? Not Joe, don't be drawing me out, please.
I'm
trying to be nice.
You are nice, you're lovely, you're fantastic. Yeah. By the way, you so kindly mentioned, as a lot of people did, we were speaking to this morning about Brian Cowan.
Oh, God.
But Barry Cowan, TD, is Brian's brother, is on the line. Barry, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Joe. How are you?
And
everybody else.
And congratulations to you and your family, Brian, Barry, in that sense, that you always supported Shane. Now, Emmy mentioned Brian. Do you just want to tell us briefly how Brian is? Because a lot of people obviously are concerned.
Oh, look, we're greatly encouraged and most thankful for all the messages of goodwill that are flooding in from, obviously, from our hometown and county, but throughout the country. And, you know, yesterday and the weekend has given us all a great lift because it was a fantastic achievement. And we share in that the same as any other member of the community or the town does. And we're hugely proud and delighted to see Shane realise his potential and greatly encouraged to hear his family speak so lovingly, obviously, about him. Mm-hmm. But he himself, when he was presented with the prize yesterday, I think it was... So the way he immediately mentioned his parents and his extended family for the sacrifices that they made to allow him to realise his potential. And that speaks volumes of him as a man, as a person. And I know and wish him and his wife and his family every success in the future. I think PJ Cunningham said on some note I saw earlier, another townsman of ours, that Shane was a champion person before he became a champion golfer yesterday. And that sums it up for me. But, you know, Brian's progress is slow, but it's progress nonetheless. And there might be a long road ahead, but there's a road ahead, and we're delighted that that's the case.
That's good to hear. Was he able to appreciate...
The golf was on in the room. The golf was on in the room, yeah. And, you know, he no one, no more than himself, would love to be there. I was there with him myself in Baltray 10 years ago. But as I said, you know, ours is in the background. This is about Shane, it's about his family, it's about the joy that he is giving to us all and to the country, and it's fantastic and it's a huge, huge achievement. It's hard to believe, and as Emmy said, it's great to live through it. You know, we had great success in the football and hurling fields. As I say to a lot of people now, we're a small ball county, but it is great and to live through this, and great that kids like him can achieve such success. Mm-hmm. And you know, when Emmy talks about the difficulties and the hardships that families had in our town and many towns like it in years gone by, that's not now the case, and that there is that sort of opportunity. And he's a great leader and role model, and I hope that he his success will be emulated by many others throughout the country in the future.
Okay, and Emmy, as you know, Barry wasn't the first, but she's so generous. She mentioned Brian very early on in the conversation, and she made the point that a lot of people were thinking about Brian, another famous Offaly man, yesterday when that victory came through. So I'm sure a lot of people will join me in wishing himself, Mary, the children and the extended family a full and speedy recovery. It's a very difficult time, I can gather from what you're saying.
Thank you, and it's much appreciated. As I said, you know, there are far more positive words of encouragement than giving credence to anything less than that.
Okay, and he's making... it'll be a long road, but please God, it'll be a continuous
road. But a road nonetheless, and we look forward to his recovery. Yeah.
Okay. Barry, thanks indeed. Emmy, do you want to say anything to Barry? You know each other.
I want to thank him for congratulations and all, and I know the circumstances they're all in, and I know the count very, very well.
Okay.
In fact, you know, my brother's an undertaker, you know, and they call him Meat Pier Pint. I don't know what to call him, you know, when we'd be having a laugh, you know, or a chat or an old drink, you know. That's the way it was.
We could tell a few stories about the antics in the graveyard, all right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Barry, thanks, Neil. It's Barry Cowan, TD. Emmy, by the way, Mundy, you know Mundy, the singer-songwriter from Bore, down the road from you, Emmy, he's probably off.
I heard tell of him.
Well, he's on the other line there. Mundy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
The closest we can get you to Shane at the moment. Apparently Shane is in the centre of Dublin, but anyway, he'll be tracked down. We know where he is. But he's in the centre of Dublin, rightly enjoying himself. But Mundy, you have Shane's granny on the line, and you've rewritten... What's the song, Mundy?
Well, the Offaly anthem is called The Offaly Rover.
Ah, oh, very good.
So,
Do you know that song, Emmy?
The Offaly Rover?
Yes.
Oh, I do indeed. Yeah.
Okay, well, Mundy is going to. Are you going to perform it for us? Hopefully, it's a good line, but are you going to perform?
I am. I'm going to try and. I changed one verse and I'll do a chorus, and sure. I just want to say I'm really proud of Shane, and he's a great leader for all those young Offaly men, so.
And Mundy, you see, people who know you, so many people who know you through your singing, songwriting success and endeavour, going back a fair distance now, they will be, I won't give you your exact age, Mundy, but they will be surprised to hear that Mundy, who everyone sees, rightly so, as a young man in their mind's eyes, we all, anyone who's met you or indeed seen you, you're actually 12 years older than Shane.
Oh, am I?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes. That's how young Shane Lowry is.
I feel younger than him.
Yes. And let's have the song. The song is called The Offaly Rover, specially rewritten by the award-winning Mundy from Bore, County Offaly.
Exactly. I'm only going to do a verse now. And a
chorus, good man. So. Yeah, no bother, Mundy.
From Clara Cayley, young man, Shane Lowry was his name. His dreams and aspirations worth at golf and all the game. He stole the show at Portrush by six shots so cool and calm. And now the Claret Trophy rests perfectly in his arms. A rover I have been, and a rover I will stay. And to my faithful county dear, I will return someday. Oh, fall, yeah, how I've missed you, and your heaven-scented air. Silently the peaceful Brasna calls her sons from far and near. Congratulations, Shane.
Well done, Mundy. Fair play to you, Mundy. You're a sport, you really are. Well done. That's Mundy performing a special rewritten version of the Offaly Rover. Emmy?
Yes?
What's the information about the homecoming? When is your grandson coming home?
Well, it has to be organised first, you know. And because, I mean, they're going to come from all over Ireland, you know, to know where he lives.
Of course they are,
you know. And I don't really know now. That I couldn't tell you.
They'd be coming in looking for you, Emmy.
Huh?
They'd be flying in looking for you.
Well, I tell you, there's definitely looking for me now. I don't know who I'd want to be or where I'd want to go. Because the house is packed here on morning.
And if, Emmy, if you're asked, which you will be, anyone who heard you today, if you're asked up on the platform to say a few words about your grandson, what would you say about him? I know you love all your grandchildren equally, all 26 of them. But what would you say about Shane?
I can only say, like what the media said, he's gone so far now in life, you know. And it's all through an upbringing, you know. Mm-hmm. I think everything comes from the roots. It's like growing a flower or something, you know. That's what I think now. Well, I may be old-fashioned, but he wasn't reared up with money. You know? Yeah. He always had a good vacation, fly around, and he was always kept well-dressed. But, I mean, Anthony, he's getting now, he has hair and a toe, the same as all the people out there, you know?
And it's your daughter, Bridget, that is Shane's mammy, obviously.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
And what was Bridget like growing up?
Huh?
What was Bridget like? She's obviously very down-to-earth, is she?
Oh, she's great. She's great. Oh, she fly around. She never stops going. She's always on the go, you know.
And would she have been out working, obviously outside?
Oh, they were working. They were building a house in Forbannon, as I was telling you about the turf box. Yeah. They were building a house in Forbannon at the time. And they worked very hard.
Wow.
You know, and I mean, grannies are there to help out, you know. Mine were reared up. Some of them working. There was a lot of them going to school.
Right.
And, you know, I minded them as well, you know. And I still look after the grandkids and great grandkids. You know, it's great. It keeps you going, Joe. It keeps you young at heart.
I know.
It keeps your brain moving.
You are young at heart. And Emmy, like Shane had his ups and downs, as you know, any golfer. I don't know how.
He had. But he was a great lad to get over it, you know.
Yeah. Like when you were watching it there on Saturday and Sunday, as we all were, especially Saturday.
Yeah.
How did he? How the size of the crowd? Them all singing ole, ole, ole.
Yeah, yeah.
Or whatever they were. They're all chanting his name. How could you not succumb or give in to that pressure?
It was very emotional, you know. Now, for me, yesterday here now, I dolled myself up here, you know. My face is getting a bit like a wall now. I put on 2 coats of paint. But I dressed myself up and I went off down to the pub. We wish all the lads,
great.
For the company, because there was no one here. All my family are here now and they're all gone and they're all away and they're all around me, which sometimes now you'd be delighted and more times you'd love to lock the back door. But anyway, that's the way we live. But other than that, you know.
So you slipped down to the pub. What pub did you slip down to?
Oh, Dolan's.
I'll
go down to Dolan's. I have a son married to a daughter of mine.
Is that where Brendan had a 60th birthday party a few weeks ago?
No, he had that in Baggots.
Baggots. Oh, sorry, got mixed up. I'm looking at the wrong side of the town there.
Baggots.
Now, when you went down to, did you order a lemonade or a 7-Up?
I didn't. I got a brandy and ginger ale. I hadn't drank a brandy in 10 years.
So
but
Shane.
I drank it yesterday.
So Shane put you back on the drink.
I got up this morning and I didn't hold my right leg from my left one. Anyway, get through the day.
What a fantastic. Can you stay with us for a few minutes, Emmy? So many people, including Sean Lowry, want to say hello to you.
Oh, Sean,
Then someone else has written a fantastic piece in honour of Shane, a piece of poetry, a very funny story about his victory. So stay with us, Emmy. That's Emmy Scanlon, Shane Lowry's granny. 51551.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
We have Shane's granny on the line. Let me go to Sean Lowry. You were there, and Sean, good afternoon. Uncle of Shane, obviously. You were in Portrush yesterday with Brendan and Bridget and the whole family.
I was indeed, Joe. I was indeed.
Yeah. What was that like, Sean?
Oh, it was magical. It was... I still get emotional when I think about it, you know, about the... You know, the day itself, it was a day...
Oh, wow. You
know, a day for the ages, you know, it was something else, you know.
Did you ever see weather like it?
Yeah, but I mean, I didn't mind the weather so much because it was suited Shane, I think, you know, but I still think it's a serious, serious golf course. There's serious trouble in it everywhere, you know.
Yeah.
You just can't. You can't count your chickens there, you know.
And then he was like, "Why not?" But like, if you're playing against the wind, which earlier tee times hadn't played against the wind, like you are at a severe disadvantage.
But the earlier ones were too far back.
Yeah, of course.
I didn't figure on them. I figured on the top maybe six or eight, and they were all out in the same conditions, you know.
Yeah,
and I knew Shane would handle the conditions better than anyone, you know.
Wow. And did you ever wobble yourself?
I did wobble, yeah. I
wobbled. Where? When he bogeyed?
On the 13th, I think, when he got into the sand, but he got a great up and down.
Oh, that was what a beautiful pitch out at the bunker.
Yeah, beautiful. And I think that's when I settled down and I said, well...
And then Shane climbed out of the bunker to look... to see where the ball had landed.
That's
he couldn't believe it.
I couldn't see him in the bunker from where I was. You know, so it was so far down, you know.
And Emmy Scanlon there is granny, Sean, who you know.
Yeah,
she was saying...
I know Emmy well, yeah.
And
I tell you, Joe, a hard act to follow now on the telephone, I'll have to say now. A hard act to follow, yeah. She's brilliant. She's brilliant. And she doesn't tell you either that you were asking her about standing up to talk to people. She'd give you a lovely song as well, you know.
Oh, would she?
A fabulous voice, a beautiful voice.
We'll call on her in a sec now.
We will
after Monday. She's definitely...
Oh, yeah, well, she put Monday in the shade now.
And he's good. He's very good.
Yeah.
And, Sean, what are your memories of Shane? Because it's a very GAA tradition. But what are your memories of Shane taking up... The pitcher and the putter, because it was pitch and putt force, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. Well, I think he said originally, we were down in Crossmolina in Mayo for years, and I think they came to visit us down in Crossmolina. He was very, very young, but I think he said he took up his first golf club in Crossmolina in our house. But anyway, the first time I remember Shane, we were playing in the Classic in Moat Golf Club. It's just in the road here. And I remember I rang Brendan, his father, would he play? Mm-hmm. And he said, no, I can't play, but I'll send over Shane. Now, I think Shane is about 13.
Okay.
So my memory was he was a small gossan, I think, at the time. But he had a few clubs on his back and a little bag and this kind of stuff. And said very little and didn't say much, put down his tee and lit the fairway the first shot. And I said, God, that was something else, and no word. And then he took out a club out of the bag in the middle of the green and... Anyway, this went on for two or three holes, and then I said to myself, my God, every time he was able to rearrange this club that he had, this one club, to hit it as far as he wanted to hit it, you know? It wasn't a case of he had a whole bag of clubs and decided, you know, so... I remember he was level par after seven holes.
Wow.
I just said to myself, I said, you are special, you are something else. And I just said he had the magic, he had that hand, you know, he had that... and I played a good bit of golf and I played with very good golfers.
Mm-hmm.
But he was out of this different stratosphere altogether, a different place, you know.
Sounds incredible, incredible. Yeah. But he's still a very, very young man. And people should be reminded that when you rang looking for Brendan to play, and indeed is Mick and Sean, they're celebrity, they're sports stars in their own right.
Yeah, we won All-Ireland, We won the All-Ireland in 82, the three of us were on the one team.
Yeah, incredible. Yeah. And I think, who scored the 3 points in there? Was that Brendan?
Brendan got the 3 points. Well, Brendan was a serious athlete, a serious footballer, But he also had a great head, you know.
We'll bring you back to Croke Park in September 1982. Sean, Mick and Brendan. Sean is on the line. Mick and Brendan, all the Lowry brothers on the Offaly team.
Out to the wing now. The score now, Offaly, the clear leaders by 5-3. Brendan Lowry, one of the three Lowry brothers, getting that one and without hesitation sending it over. And the score, Offaly 8 points, Kerry 7. Nice ball. And another kick from Brendan Lowry and another point. Coming across from the far side, and another stylish point, just like the first one he scored, increasing the Offaly lead, and Offaly have now scored 9 points to Kerry 7. There is Johnny Mooney kicking the ball out towards the far side.
You ready for this, Sean?
Jerry Carroll hits the post, back down now, and out it comes over here now to Brendan Lowry, and Brendan puts the finishing touches on it, and it is Offaly 10, Kerry 3-7.
Oh, what a game. What a game. That's just the first half, Sean.
That's right, yeah. That's just the first half.
And that's when you put a... You sent a sluice gates of tears open in Kerry that evening as they were denied five in a row by the Lowry brothers and the rest of the Offaly team.
Long time ago, Joe, long time ago.
Ah, still a magnificent achievement. Yeah. A magnificent achievement.
It's only in the halfway place compared to what Shane did yesterday, really, you know. He was in a different... different level and different, you know.
And Sean, can you get a glimpse? Because I was trying to watching him, how you psych yourself up under that pressure.
Actually, Joe, it's nearly impossible. And I am even kind of, since that, we're a very kind of emotional family. A lot of crying goes on in our family, even though we're big men and we're all that kind of stuff. But we were very teary-eyed yesterday evening. But even since that, I was thinking of all them things. And I mean... sleeping fitfully last night and just thinking, and I just said to myself, there's something in his psyche that he can live in that moment for when he's hitting the ball. And obviously when you see him on the green and his legs crossed and he's laying on the putter and his two hands in his pockets, maybe you'd say to yourself, well, this guy doesn't, he might as well be in Esker Hills or as in Port Rush yesterday. But he just has that way of staying in the moment. I mean, we were there in Portrush yesterday, and it was bedlam. How he stayed in the moment there, I mean, and that gust and wind and rain, and how he kind of laid on that iron when he was hitting it, you know, and he just go forward and it would drive into that wind all day long. And he was brilliant.
He was cool. And then,
but he's a lovely fella as well. That's what people are embracing all the time, you know.
But I think people saw that. You know, people who would have noticed Shane Forsyth publicly, the general would be in Baltrae, nearly 10 years ago. And even then, as an amateur, he won the Irish Open.
Yeah,
he didn't get a penny for winning it.
That's right,
And he was the most generous, dignified, humane winner at such a young age, in his early 20s.
Yeah, but he had a great head on his shoulders as well, you know. He figured, and at that time, he said, when I teed up on the first day in Baltrae, I knew I was playing for no money, you know. So it never entered his head after that kind of stuff, you know. Whereas most other people that wouldn't know about golf and wouldn't know about things, Shane was way ahead of the pack that way. He'd have things weighed up, and he'd have that vision and that kind of stuff, you know.
And Emmy, stay there for a sec, Sean, if you can. That's Sean, who was with Shane yesterday. He's Shane's father's brother, obviously one of the famous Lowry All Ireland winners. Emmy, like. I turned on BBC Radio 4 this morning. There's Shane being interviewed. He's on BBC Television. He's on the BBC World Service. He's on all the front page of every single newspaper in Ireland today. Yeah. And how do you think he'll handle this, Emmy?
He'll get through it all, you know. Yeah. He'll be a bit like myself. You know, I'd say I'd handle that. When I handled 13, I had managed to get through.
And what would you say to him? What would your advice be?
Always be himself.
Yeah.
Always be yourself. Keep your 2 feet on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And always be that good old Irishman.
And he won't.
That's where he goes.
He won't lose the run of himself, will he?
Oh God, no, he won't. Oh God, no, he won't. No, no. Like you know, I'd be brought places, and you know, I'd be, you know, I'm a bit like Mrs. Brown. I say not our left word. That's my medication. And you know, and I'd be checking up on me.
Yeah.
So. I get very hard. I like to be myself, you know, and I hope Shane will be the very same.
And it sounds like even listening to Sean and all the other people talking about, and yourself as granny, both of you related to Shane, and indeed his parents, Brendan and Bridget, wonderful people, and his brother, that he's enough people around him to keep him grounded, hasn't he?
Oh, yes. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, everyone in that line of life needs someone like there to give them a G up, you know? Time, so.
Okay, do you want to listen to this little poem that Declan O'Brien has written about your grandson?
Yes.
It's about his victory, yes. This is Declan O'Brien, and it's simply called Shane Lowry. Now, Emmy, I'd be calling on you at the end of it. So sit down there and get ready. Go ahead, Declan.
I hope we get an Emmy Award for this now, Joe.
You will get an Emmy Award. But Emmy gets the Emmy Award today, I can tell you. She's brilliant.
Absolutely.
Brilliant. We'll throw some music in that into this, won't we? Ole, 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 and we'll throw in the Fields of Aton Roy, and we'll throw everything.
See how we go.
It's called Shane Lowry.
Yeah, Shane Lowry. Okay. What else would you call it?
Yes.
Oh, Joe, I've just about recovered after my nerves were turned to mush from watching all the antics this weekend in Portrush. All the build-up in the media had been about one story, how the gods had deigned that this tournament had been made for Rory. But alas for Rory, it was not to be, when he barely just missed the cut and Tiger also joined him on the early departure bus. But another prowling creature was lurking on the course. Known as the Offaly Rover, he was spotted among the gorse. He didn't have that clean-cut look that some modern golfers do, more like a fella who'd play a round of golf with the likes of me and you. A little flab upon the belly, a free and easy kind of style, and most important thing of all, a constant friendly smile. We realised on Saturday as he burned up the famous links that the prospect of him winning was starting to sink in. And what put the tin cap on it that he might be there at the finish was when Laura Davis, the commentator, described our Shane as British.
Never.
Oh, the hackles are up around the country. She was on a sticky wicket. Sure hadn't they kidnapped one of her very own last week for the cricket? So Shane was four ahead of Tommy Fleetwood, and we knew that lad was good. If anyone could catch up with Shane, Fleetwood would Fleetwood. The first few holes were hard to watch as he set off on his round, as Fleetwood seemed nice and calm and was starting to gain ground. But the weather was getting worse and conditions were getting tough. We nearly blow out our TV sets to keep Shane's ball from the rough. But one by one, the challengers in his stiff stream fell away as the man from Clara held his nerve and steadily held sway. How ironic that on a course in Northern Ireland, you'd hear his caddy call, "Hey Shane, maybe you'd use that backstop there to try and cushion your ball." Sure, when selecting what club to use, how Irish was this bloke when Shane would say after some debate, "I think I'll use this yoke." But to tell the truth, the way he played, it didn't matter what club he'd pick. Being an Offaly man, he could have won the thing using just a hurdy stick. And what about the supporters who cheered this Offaly Rover with ole, ole ringing around. It was like Italian 90 all over. Except this was in County Antrim, and it was golf that was just a game, and it was piss and rain all day long, but apart from that, it was just the same. Meanwhile, back in Dublin, in the Department of Sport, Minister Shane Ross summoned officials to urgently report. What's the name of this country, chappy? Not to create a fuss, but how soon can you transport me to the golf course in Portrush? Alas, he wasn't there on time to make the presentations and permit Shane Lowry to be beside his side amid the celebrations. And now the next thing is the homecoming, as he is welcomed back. I think it's pretty safe to say that'll be some crack. They'll be toasting him in Tullamore. They'll fate him in for a ban. They'll go berserk and banner her like every Offaly woman and man. But take a special bow in Esker Hills, and also in Clara too. You've produced the worthy champion who will gladly share with you. And with the anniversary of the moon landings, perhaps you will allow me to say it was one small putt for Irish golf, a giant leap for Shane Lowry. And now we can safely say, after all that weekend drama, Shane Lowry, the most famous Offaly man since Barack Obama.
Brilliant, Emmy.
Oh, lovely, lovely.
Wasn't that fantastic,
oh,
Emmy?
That was fantastic. That's really, very, really, that, really very good. Very
thanks
good.
Thanks very much, Emmy. You're... Well, congratulations to you.
Do your Apollo 11 line again, Declan. What was it? It's not in the script,
Joe.
I have. What does it give it to me again?
And with the anniversary of the moon landings,
yes,
perhaps you would allow me to say it was one small putt for Irish golf, a giant leap for Shane Lowry.
Brilliant, brilliant.
Lovely. Emmy, very nice. Very, Emmy, very nice.
Emmy, you were you'd remember the moon landing, wouldn't you,
I
from
do.
1969?
I do.
Well, there you are now.
I do.
There you are, Shane. But the first man on the moon was Neil Armstrong. But that was 50 years ago this weekend. And Shane wasn't even born at that stage.
Oh, God, no, he was
18 years off being born,
he
used to say. So, Emily, Sean was saying you have a little song yourself there.
No. Jesus, you want me to sing now, do you? Yeah. You want me to finish it off now?
Yes, please, yeah.
Well, I will.
Okay, what's it called, Emmy?
It's the... it's a little town of Clara. Well, it's the new one.
The
old one's too long.
Yeah, the 192-OOY one, the new reg, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a little spot in Offaly I'm longing for to see. There's not a spot in Ireland that's half so dear to me. I recall the years I lived there, sure I never wore a frown. Happy were my childhood days on the streets of Claretown. I took a stroll up Frederick Street with a young lass by my side. Beside the Brusler River, where its tranquil waters glide, I could see St. Anthony's College from the bridge of Charlestown. It brought to me fond memories of the streets of Claretown. The old mill and the courthouse are a part of history's page. At the hall I often listen to witty Clara sing. I took a stroll up River Street and I called into Christy Town. I drank a pint for freedom on the streets of Claretown. The flour mill is still standing. There's no workers to be seen. They say it's part of progress in this little isle of green. At the railway station we gather, watch the trains go up and down. They brought to me fond memories on the streets of Claretown. The new ways are all changing, but the old ways disappear. And the chapel bell reminds us of the ones that we hold dear. If there's only one wish God grants me before the wheels of life run down, that I meet with my old comrades on the streets of Claretown. Come on, Shane.
Absolutely brilliant, Emmy. You have a gorgeous voice. And who wrote that song? Do you know?
A man by the name of Nestor out in Tubber. He's dead now, Lord rest him.
And the flour mill is still there. What else was in
there? The flour mill's still there.
Was there Clara? Was there textile or rope
making? No, it was Ranks flour mill.
Ranks, I know that, but.
And then the textile was further up the road.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah.
But are they gone?
Oh, they're the textile all gone is now. Gone. Yeah, they're and gone now. Yeah.
And it's the flour. I know the flour mill is still standing. Yeah. There's no one working there.
No, there's no one working there.
So I understand what you're saying about what a boost this is to Clara.
A boost is right.
That's fantastic. More people want to congratulate you, Emmy, after this break. If you can stay with us, Petal 51551 Joe at RT.ie, no matter where you are in the whole wide outer world.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And the song and the singer before the break was Emmy Scanlon singing about the wonderful hometown of Shane Lowry, Clara in County Offaly, and she's very well qualified to sing about Shane and indeed Clara because she's Shane Lowry's granny. Apparently, Emmy, Shane, we won't say where he is, but we've got to see so many We've got so many calls about where the party is on in the centre of Dublin. We won't say where it is because he deserves a bit of privacy today.
Oh, God, yes, he needs his privacy, yes.
But
yes.
Louis, you know Louis Copeland, Emmy, the suit maker, the tailor?
Yeah, yes.
Louis and Kate. Well, Louis is down there. He's near where the party is on. Louis, don't say where it's on, but what's the atmosphere like, Louis?
I'll tell you, the atmosphere is unbelievable here. You can't get near the man, but I mean, the man is a superstar. But I'll tell you what, I'll give you a clue where this is. It's the pub in Cape Street, right?
Yeah, okay? that's
where all the dubs go to, right? For when anything that happens in Dublin, they all come to that famous pub.
And is the place shut down for
No.
Okay.
I'll tell you, I have Hugh here beside me, the man who owns the pub, if you want to talk to him.
Okay, well, put him on. What's his name?
Hugh. Hold on now, Hugh. Hold on, Joe. That's Joe Duffy. Hello, Joe, how are you?
Are you well, lad? What time did the Lowry entourage arrive? What time did Shane...
They're standing right there around lunchtime, you know.
Great.
Listen, we have a tradition up here that the Sam McGuire always come back here by the winning team. The late Paddy O'Shea started it, and then Al Brogan and Barry Cannell brought it back, and Michael Murphy brought it back. And Shane always promised, when I win my first major, it'll be in the Horse Head on the Monday.
Isn't that brilliant? Because the other thing as well is Shane, as we know, is from a brilliant GAA tradition, long-standing tradition, and is actually, isn't the honorary president of his local GAA club back down and off. So,
listen, Joe, he's a great ambassador for Ireland. Everybody loves him, and he's a great, lovely fella, you know, and he's a great time for everybody. And it's like, listen, so you can see the way that... Get well with, you know, with everybody wishing well
wishes,
the last
couple
of days in Portrush, you know, and it's great for the country, it's great for Ireland.
Especially the year that's in. You wouldn't have the radio on down there, Hugh, but Shane's granny, Emmy Scanlon, who's a legend, she's just performed a fantastic rendition of the lovely town of Clare.
And she finished it
in honour of her grandson, Shane.
Well, listen, Joe, it's great talking to you.
Likewise.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy the rest of the afternoon in the centre of Dublin,
where the
wonderful Shane Lowry is celebrating. Emmy,
yes.
You know, we had a bit with the little ditty there that Declan O'Brien did about Shane and Apollo, and that was. And we're going to have a bit of fun now for a sec. Would you like? This is Al Foran, our resident impressionist on Funny Friday. Would you like? Okay, Al. For Emmy, I want you to do President Donald Trump congratulating our grandson.
Well, you know what, Emmy, I just want to say that song, the Clara song, was absolutely beautiful. It really, really was.
Yeah.
And Shane, he is a tremendous guy, great golfer, not as good as me, but he's a great, great golfer, and you should be so proud of him. He's fantastic, really great.
And he,
you know what? No, Joe, hang on a minute. Shut up for a second, Joe.
Okay.
I want to say to Emmy, he is allowed to golf in Dunbeg for the rest of his life, free of charge. No problem.
And President Trump, do you think Shane Lowry should be sent back home?
Well, what do you mean? So, what are you talking about?
Well, it's your main motto in the last few weeks: send them home, send them home.
No, he has immunity in the United States. He's a great guy, wonderful guy.
Okay, who else will we get, Emmy?
I was talking to Katie Taylor. She's
Katie, another fantastic sports person. Shane Lowry's granny's on the other line, Emmy. And I know your mother was so important to you, Katie.
Oh, massively important, you know. It's really important to have a good mom on your side, and you know that's the best thing. And I think it's going to be a bit, you know, a toss up between myself and Shane this year for the sports personality of the year. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
And
fair play to him.
Emmy, stay there, Al. Emmy, would you be interested in all sports or just golf and
I'm interested in all sports. I look at Manchester United, I look at Chelsea, I look at them all. I love hurling, football, everything.
And
I'm very interested.
Would you like, say, Roy Keane? Would you like Roy? You would, wouldn't you?
He's alright. Yeah. Just like myself.
Are you there? Are you there, Roy? Roy Keane.
No, listen, Joe, I barely smile. You know, I barely laugh. But I tell you, when I was watching Shane yesterday, he was absolutely fantastic. you know, put a rare smile on my face. Yeah, he was really, though, fair play to him. The round of 63 on Saturday, nobody could catch that.
But Roy, Emmy Scanlon, Shane's granny, just said she can. What did you say, Emmy? You can take him or leave him.
Take him or leave him. She's all right.
How do you like react to that, Roy? Is that upsetting?
He himself.
Well, what about Jose Mourinho? She's a Man United fan. Are you a Man United fan, Emmy?
Well, I'm not a fan, but when there's nothing else on that bloody television, you have nothing else for Sunday evening, you know.
Well, listen, Emmy. This is Rio Ferdinand, ex-Man United player. I just want to say. Shane is unbelievable. Oh, my! That was enthralling to watch yesterday. Poor Tommy Fleetwood, he couldn't catch up with him.
And Emmy, what about Chris? Do you know Chris Eubank, the boxer, Emmy?
Who?
Chris Eubank, you'll recognise him now.
Yes.
When Chris Eubank, do you want to congratulate Shane through his granny, Emmy?
Well, obviously, you know, I thought a great Irishman in Steve Collins, Joe. And to see the level of just elite sportness in such Irish athletes like Shane and Katie Taylor, he truly was effervescent yesterday.
Parik Harrington's on the line. Parik, you want to congratulate Shane?
Yeah, I just want to say it was just a really a professional performance. Obviously, you know, the Sunday was fairly tough with the rain. The greens were. You know, there was a lot of not much pace on the green, so that was, you know, the Americans that didn't work for them, you know. But I'm delighted for Shane, lovely lad.
Emmy, we'll go for I'm trying to think of Al again. Okay, go Eddie Murphy from Shrek.
I'm so happy for Shane, man. He put on the best show possible. He made every Irish man proud. As you can tell, I have a surname. My surname is Murphy. And I'm just so proud of him. Just seeing him. Just the round is 63. Who did that? Nobody did that. Y'all didn't see Rory do that. Y'all didn't see Tiger do that. Y'all didn't see Brooks Koepka do that. Shane did it. I'm so proud of him.
I want to end it on a note with Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
And it was a rainy day on a Sunday, on July Sunday, and Shane Lowry took home the claret jug for the Irish. Or should I say, the now newly named Clara Jug.
Brilliant. Eamon Dunphy, do you want to congratulate Shane Lowry, Eamon? I know you're interested in God.
Well, Shane is a great guy. You know, obviously, 10 years ago, Joe, he won the Irish Open, and it was surely remarkable. And Eddie, you're a fantastic singer, and you raised a great grandson. He's a great guy. Great guy. I've got a baby here beside me as well. She's screaming for Shane. She's delighted.
Al, I presume, back to Al Ford, I presume you're talking about your baby, Sophia.
Yeah, Joe. She's right beside me here.
Okay.
She was overcome with joy yesterday watching it.
Oh, she's only what age? She's only 8 months, for God's sake.
She's 5 months, Joe.
5 months. Okay. Al, fair play to you. We landed that on you, and he pulled in with baby Sophia on his lap. He's minding the baby today. And well done. Al Ford, by the way, Al, we'll see you on Friday.
Yes,
in the Kingsley Arms Hotel on the outskirts of Scord. It's probably our greatest Funny Friday lineup ever. We'll of course be doing an homage to Shane Lowry, but we have all the regular acts and we have a few very special guest stars for the summer weekend that's in it. It's our Funny Friday summer special this Friday, free, live, 1:45. Everyone welcome. Spread the word all around the Cork area. You know, it's just outside the Cork City, the Kingsley Arms. Al Foran will be there, Frank Ford will be there, Packy will be there, the Petey Rays will be there, Michael D. Higgins will be there, Mary O'Rourke will be there, Liam Harrigan will be there, Boris Johnson will be there, Jacob Rees-Mogg will be there, and if we had our way, Emmy Scanlon, you'd be there as well.
Oh, hold on,
you're becoming a hero, Emmy. I know. you really are. People will be pointing. Have many newspapers and radio stations and television stations being on to you, Emmy.
Oh, they, well, I was,
they
up,
will
I was
now.
Up in the family home up this morning and in his own home, and Gilhooly was there and the cameras were there. We had a great gallery up there. So.
Well, I think we'll have to get you an agent.
No, what?
You get you an agent.
It's a wheelchair I want, not an agent. Go away with that.
And, Emmy, when you say you're walking in the cemetery, like, will you be walking today and tomorrow, or...?
Well, I have to be here all the time. Like, if anyone dies, I have to show them where the graves are.
Okay.
And I keep the books as well, and okay. I bank the money in the Bank of Ireland for the council, county council, the Offaly county council. So I'm kept busy. My brain keeps moving.
It sure does.
If my legs went the same, I'd be away with it. But anyway, we'll get there.
Okay, you sound great. I mean, Neil Delamere, another famous Offaly man, but a comedian fame, not just in Ireland, but in the UK as well and beyond. Neil, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. Good afternoon, Emmy.
How are you?
I'm very well. I loved your singing. You're doing a great job as an ambassador for Clara
and
for Offaly.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And where did you watch it, Neil? Because you're forever on either on the BBC or forever travelling.
Yeah, I was in Bristol. I got a flight to Bristol yesterday because I had to do a gig, and I just ran off the plane and got into a little cafe or a restaurant at TGI Fridays, would you believe it? And I was sitting there in an Offaly jersey trying to download it onto my computer, and so I caught the last six holes. But it was just fantastic. I mean, my favourite bit, I think, of the whole thing was Shane was so professional throughout the whole thing, even though he was so many shots ahead, and just walking up the 18th, you know, where he landed on the green and he allows himself a little wave to the gallery. I actually kind of got emotional watching this, and he got a little bit emotional as well. There's all these English people in a cafe in Bristol just looking at me going, what's wrong with that fellow over there with the headphones on? It's just a really touching moment, I have to say, because he did it not just for himself, but it's great to see when someone fulfills their potential, you know. And he was so emotionally honest after Canoosti as well. And he said he sat in the car and he cried. And I think that's really important as well, because he's being honest and he's saying that people have emotions, and then you can come out the other side and be a triumphant champion, you know. You have to remember, like, as an Offaly person, you can get everybody in Offaly into Croke Park and you still have room left over.
That's
so
right.
It means a huge amount.
The population of Offaly, well, it's just over 70,000, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Everyone into Croke Park, like, you're right. Right.
Everybody into Croke Park. Now, it's been a while since you've all been in Croke Park, but this is our all-Ireland for the moment as well.
And what part of Offaly are you from, Neil?
I'm from about 25, 30 miles away from Clara. I'm from Edenderry, yeah. But, I mean, once the Offaly Rover starts up, it's kind of weird that you think that you're not necessarily affected by this sort of stuff. But then when everybody is singing, you know, and you see what it means to the people, you see all the people in Esker Hills as well, and you know how good Shane has been to all those people. And it's just weird. A few years ago, I was at a county semi-final, and I was sitting there telling a big fella with a beard to put down that umbrella because it was raining, but what was he doing with a big golf umbrella in front of me? And I'm Shane Lowry. And then a couple of years later, you go, that guy has just won the British Open. It's kind of amazing, I have to say. And people say it's his first major. I don't think it's going to be his last major somehow.
And people forget the field that was in it as well. Everyone was there. All the top golfers were there, and he saw them off in such style and such definitive difference in terms of it wasn't touch and go. And I know Shane didn't let it, in terms of his emotions, show maybe until the 17th, but it was never in doubt for a lot of people. But a fantastic, fantastic way to be. You're right, Offaly 77,961.
Yeah.
In the 2000s.
84,000 in Croker, is it?
Yeah, over 84,000. And it was known as the King's County.
Queen's County was Laois.
And we know who's King of the County for the time being anyway, Shane Lowry, isn't it?
And will be forevermore.
Okay. And how, Neil, I saw your Edinburgh show a few weeks ago. It was absolutely fantastic. Edinburgh, when is Edinburgh starting? Next week, is it?
Edinburgh's starting next week, yeah. That's why I was in Bristol. I was just getting in front of a UK audience because it's a slightly different sensibility,
for
that. But that was the good thing about Shane winning. in Port Rush as well. I think he united everybody, you know, and, and people were joking about the tricolour being rarely flown in Port Rush. But when somebody comes along and embodies just the spirit of good sportsmanship, and he's so likeable and so charming and so professional, everybody is cheering for him. And it didn't matter whether you were from the Republic of Ireland, didn't matter whether you're from Northern Ireland. He's just a good champion, and he represents everybody who's interested in sport and all the noble ideas about sport. And I thought that that was very important to do as well, because Northern Ireland has to say that they did an absolutely amazing job at hosting it as well. You know, so just a win-win for everybody, you know, and let it be the first of many. And his obviously his Field of Wrath and Rye rendition was the second best song I've heard in the last while, but Emmy's obviously was number one. So I, if she releases that as a charity single, I'll be going out buying that job.
Sure. Neil, I know you've 10 or 12 days before Edinburgh, so that will give you a chance to change the posters. Neil Delamere, and then in brackets, I know Shane Lowry, close bracket.
I have a fine beard. I have a fine beard at the moment, Joe, so there might be a possibility of some sort of impression.
Okay.
If there's a sort of a lookalike competition going, I'll put myself in that roster.
Well, Neil, as anyone who listens to BBC Radio 4, the comedy, and television as well, but BBC Radio 4 comedy, you and Andrew and Ed are the mainstay of those those panel programmes. You're absolutely brilliant and well done. Continued success, and I hope Edinburgh goes well for you. Emmy, say goodbye to Neil. Neil, say goodbye to Emmy. Yeah.
Bye-bye, Neil.
Bye, Emmy.
And thanks a lot for everything. Thank you.
Hope awfully back after this break. Stay where you are, Emmy. People want to talk to you.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Emmy, would I be right in thinking, given your style of singing, and indeed listening to Shane, your grandson, singing in the Fields of Athenry last night, and the way you sang the Town of Clara, the beautiful phrasing, the lovely the tone and the tempo of it, that you'd be, would you be a fan of Daniel O'Donnell?
I would. I like country and western. I do.
Well, there he is on the line beside you, and this is the real Daniel. Daniel, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe. Emmy.
Hello,
Daniel. I loved your song. Absolutely loved it, and I'm delighted to be able to congratulate you. And by congratulating you, I send it to Shane. We are so proud of his achievement yesterday, and indeed since he turned pro. And we really, just yesterday was a wonderful day for Ireland to see him lift that carrot jug.
Incredible, incredible. And Daniel, I said this to Emmy earlier on, and you're used, and we won't go too far down this road, but you're used to the adulation and you're used to big crowds, but how do you cope with that? How do you stay grounded?
Well, you know this, I was just watching, you know, I replayed the him walking up the 18th, and I mean, I'm not related to Shane at all, and I had tears in my eyes.
Yeah.
It's just incredible for, you know, to see that, you know, joy in people around the green and on the fairway for one person, and how he brought so much joy to that crowd. I mean, to think that the Open came to you know, to Northern Ireland, mm-hmm. and that, you know, Shane was able to keep the title here in Ireland. It's just amazing. I watched him when he played, you know, as an amateur, and he won the Irish Open back mm-hmm. in 2009. I was doing a show on the Lyrat in Kilkenny, and we were almost not able to get on the stage because it went on late. And we were watching, and finally, he you know, he won the Open as the amateur, and it was incredible then. And just over the years, watching him playing, and I suppose, you know, I think he has a very simplistic approach. There's nothing complicated about him, and I don't know him at all.
Mm-hmm.
But just observing him, he just is what he is, and you know, he came across that way yesterday. And just lovely. It's lovely to see somebody achieve, and you know, himself and his caddy, how they seem to click together, the two of them. It's lovely. And listening to the show today, and you know, just everybody talking, it's tremendous. A tremendous lift for the country. I know it's a tremendous lift for Offaly, but not just for Offaly, but the whole of Ireland.
Yeah.
You know, we're riding on Shane's shoulders today with just the joy of it all.
And I know, Daniel, the reason you contacted us, I know it's congratulations, Shane, but when you heard Emmy Scanlon singing.
Loved it. Do you know what? I'm actually sitting in the car here outside the house because I love the radio in the car, and I just came out and I was putting something in, I put in a CD, and then I just clicked the radio and you were all on talking, and I stayed listening, just sitting in the car. And honestly, Emmy, when you sang that song, my mother had a cousin married to Oliver Bracken from Clara.
Oh, and he's related to us.
Is that right? Well, Oliver, he's in Bayonne, New Jersey.
Yes.
And I knew his mother and I know all the Brackens.
Yes.
But just when I heard you sing it, I was thinking on Oliver and how delighted he would be if he was listening to that. It's a beautiful song. And you are a class singer, not just because you're Shane's granny today and everybody is on a high, but you, I'll tell you something, it's not your first time to open your mouth.
No, you're holding me last, hopefully.
No, well, I tell you, it's no harm for you.
Yeah, it
was lovely, you're a beautiful singer.
And, thank you very much.
And Emmy, that's some praise coming from one of our greatest singers ever, Daniel O'Donnell. There you are, Emmy.
But honestly, tell Shane, Emmy, that we are so proud of him, and indeed your own boys as well. I remember when that big match when they stopped Kerry in the five
Mick
in a row.
Shane and Brendan,
I mean, I'll tell you, yes, I've had some time of it in your house, and this caps it all.
Well done.
Daniel, thanks indeed, and kind regards to Magella, Daniel, and thanks for listening and thanks for contacting us. But as I say, he wasn't contacting me, he was contacting Emmy to congratulate. By the way, your name, you weren't christened Emmy, were you?
Emily.
It was shortened to Emmy.
My grandmother on my father's side was a Protestant from the Black Lion Cabin.
Yeah.
And my grandmother on my mother's side she came up over in one of them family ships, her and her brother.
Wow.
They were twins.
Right.
And she was a McAleer.
Okay.
And she just came down to Clare in them days, you know, they came down to work with the farmers. And you know, I'm a bit of, she was a German Jew, so like if you looked at me, you know, I don't have to go out in the sun.
Say there, Emmy. Sean is still there, aren't you, Sean Lowry?
I am indeed, Joe. Yeah, Joe, wasn't that a good call I had there?
Ah, fair play to fair
yeah,
play
because
to.
I have seen Emily in sing songs, and remember now that Shane is a half Lowry and a half Scanlon, but
of course,
when the Scanlons get together, and every one of them are equally, when you have Paddy and Tommy and Catherine and whoever else, they can all sing and they can all do their bit, and all such a beautiful, I think Emily has such a beautiful voice.
Beautiful.
It's so sweet and so musical, and it's amazing that Daniel heard it and he thought the same.
I sure did.
I always thought that anyway. But well done, Emmy.
Thanks very much, Sean.
You were brilliant.
Thanks a lot.
Brilliant.
Okay. Sean Lowry, good Sean. I guess Co Gardner's Arish. You're listening to the Emmy Scanlon Show here on RT Radio 1. And Emmy will be back. She's being helped, or indeed hindered, by an amateur called Joe Duffy. But the Emmy Scanlon Show will be back after this break.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
General Secretary of the NUJ and proud Offaly man and indeed great journalist still, Seamus Dooley. Seamus, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. It is a great afternoon.
Wax lyrical. Off you go, Seamus. No better man.
Well, I suppose Clara has got talent, as you've heard, but
yes.
my memories are of the other granny. And that's Shane's granny Lowry, who was our next door neighbour in St. Canning's Terrace. And sadly, Ned and Ma Lowry are not available. They were the finest of people, as the Lowrys are. And Ned was a quiet and assuming man, but was, you know, huge interest in the GAA. And he instilled that in Sean and Brendan and Michael and Eamon and Jimmy, all the family. And they really are, you know, they're legends. I worked as a journalist in 1982. I remember standing with Sean Lowry at the homecoming when Offaly were defeated in 1981. And he turned around and he looked at the crowd at the homecoming and said, "Does it make you want to win?" And of course, they returned the next year with the Sam Maguire Cup to Tullamore. And then we went down to Forbann and the homecoming. It was great to report that. They erected posters all over the town saying, "Welcome to Lowry Country." I'm sure they could be dusted down again. And in some respects, that metaphor is a metaphor for Shane as well. He also lost, dusted himself down and came back with great style.
Lovely. Well put, Seamus. And Seamus, would you have grown up with Brendan and Sean and Mick? Would they have been
contemporaries? I'm a bit of an interloper. I don't play golf. I couldn't kick snow up a rope. So I bask in the reflected glory of the fact that I was in the same class in St. Arne's with Michael. Brendy was a year ahead of me. Yeah. Shawnee played with my brother Eamon. Shawnee was a sort of Steve Highway lookaway, like, if you remember him.
Of course I do.
And, and we were also next door neighbours. The Lowrys literally lived next door to us. When my father retired, he moved in from the suburbs of Ballylin into the terrace, and Mrs. Lowry was our next door neighbour, so we would know them. But the Lowrys are part and parcel of the community of Forbann. Forbann and Clara are twin towns, great rivalry in the sense of GA club rivalry.
Of course,
and Shane has actually built a bridge over Ballycumber, uniting the two parishes. And there is an irony today. There's a sadness in the town because one of the great friends of the Lowrys, Brendan Clark, G.A. Stalwart, died yesterday. And he was also a great golf person and a great friend of the family, particularly of Michael Lowry. So there's that sadness as well. But there's a great unity. I think the main thing about Shane is he is ordinary, but he is, and his greatness is his simplicity, but he's also a man of supreme intelligence. He knows exactly what he's doing, and he feels very strongly in everything that he has done that this is about golf being for everyone and that it is not an elite sport. Also, I think in fairness, we have to pay tribute to the Malloys and Esker Hills. I remember Esker Hills was being built, and people thought that was some sort of a pipe dream by the Malloys, but last night we saw that dream becoming a wonderful reality, and it's just such a community event. And of course, everyone in Offaly knows everything about golf now, and that's the great thing about these occasions.
Well, fantastic. Well put, Seamus, as per usual. Seamus Dooley from, as you heard, where he's from, Forbann, and the connections with the Lowry family and the Lowry side, as they say. Emmy, what are you going to do over the next few days? I think you'll just keep on working, won't you?
Well, I'm not going to do anything today now because I'm going to down myself up now, and I'm going off with the lads. They're going down to have a sing-song with Owen and Clara. So.
And what do you mean doll yourself up? I heard you look fantastic.
Jesus, yeah, good night, Mum. I have Botox every day when I put in my top teeth. Yes.
Now, will you take it handy, Emmy?
Pardon?
Pace yourself. Take it handy over the next few days.
Oh, I sure will. Whatever they can eat it out with the Chinese. I'm not doing anything. Oh, well.
Fantastic. So I wish you well, Emmy. Congratulations
very,
again.
Thank you very much, Joe. It was beautiful. Thanks a lot.
It was a privilege to be able to talk to you today. It really was.
Yeah.
And you've lifted, your son has lifted hearts in Ireland and way beyond Ireland as well. You've lifted so many hearts today around the country with your good sense of humour, your life built into your joie de vivre, as they say in Ballyfermot, your lovely take on life and your lovely humanity. Enjoy the next few days, but I think you have a long road ahead of you and many more years of good health, Emmy, and look after yourself. As you say, your mind is on top of things. Your legs are painting as usual.
No cure for old age.
No cure. There's no cure for love, but you don't need it, Emmy, because there's a lot of it emanating from your household going back over 82 years and beyond, as you say. So Emmy Scanlon, granny of Shane Lowry. I just love saying that. Emmy Scanlon, thanks indeed. And look after yourself, Petal, over the next few days. Yeah. And enjoy, as Padraig Harrington would say, just enjoy it. You deserve it. You've worked hard.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Emmy.
Bye-bye.
Fergus Sweeney, by the way, was on the ground, and Clara helping us there, our producer. Thanks indeed. Angus McAnally produced. Lorley Davis, the BCO. Nikki Dempsey on sound research by Lydia Murphy and Rachel Breslin. And that is the end of the Lowry Line presented by Emmy Scanlon for today, and Ray Darcy is next.